There are some places where musicians play gigs and they kind of serve as background music. And then there are other places where the audience is really there to listen to the music and hear the words the musician wrote. Singer-songwriter Jessica Smucker prefers the latter.
For me, it's about the writing. And without the writing, there's no performance, there's nothing else.
She'd taken a break from performing some years ago, and this summer played a few bar gigs to get back into the swing of things. But she left those shows feeling unsatisfied. As someone who formerly wrote and published poetry and nonfiction, Jessica places a high value on connecting with an audience through words. Some of these words have come from conversations, like a conversation that she and her husband had while they were expecting their second child.
We were lying in bed one night and talking about, how big is the baby? Wonder what he's going to be like. And then the question came up, what do you think he thinks about us? And my husband just kind of blurted out, well, I think we're probably like the weather. Like, you hear thunder in the distance and you sort of understand what it is, but you don't really know exactly like where it's coming from or what it is. And I just immediately was just like, I can't believe you just said that. I have to write a song about it. Once I was away.
A lot of songs out there are written about the highs and lows of life. Jessica, however, had been especially interested in the often overlooked in-between places.
I've been writing a lot of songs about that kind of middle part of love. Do you see me here like a withered branch, like a widowed bride? Do you understand how it feels to love when you're dead inside? The Rose of Jericho, it's sometimes referred to as a resurrection plant because it can just become really desiccated and then it catches a drop of moisture and it'll bloom. Spring to life when you call my name. I'm a rose of Jericho. So I latched onto that image of the Rose of Jericho as sort of dry time, and it really won't take much. You just need to look at each other, and then things can bloom and you can feel okay. My philosophy, I guess, is that addressing these small moments in life, that feels like a way to bring big change into the world too.
With her songs and the songs of other singer-songwriters, Jessica's working to create events in which words and music are the focal point.
I reached out to Zoetropolis, and I just had this idea that I want to do a songwriter series where it's three songwriters performing in the round. And so we have two shows on the calendar for September and December. We're going to try it out, see how it goes, and hopefully it's going to be something that we'll continue to do.
It's kind of like a museum, but for music, a quiet space for an audience and artists to commune and engage through music. A good fit for Jessica and her songs. For WITF Music, I'm Joe Ulrich. Autumn was sweat, and winter was blood. We thought that we.